Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlean and today we will be studying Tehillim Perek Ein Dalid 74. This perek is another sad song that Asaf composed. As we said, Asaf was one of the lead Levite singers during David HaMelech's time, as mentioned in Divrei HaYamim. He may have written this prophetically about what would be the future destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This is a mizmor about Golus, and it almost reads like a kina. And since this is a mizmor about the Chorban HaBayis, it's not surprising that there seem to be many echoes and parallels, both in language and content, to Megillas Eicha, a Megillah that speaks of the destruction of the Temple. Much of it almost seems to read like a condensed version or a Cliff Notes version, if you will, of Megillas Eicha. So as we learn together, I hope to pepper just a couple of these examples throughout, and the listener is encouraged to draw her own parallels or perhaps even look at this perek again during the 9 days to draw your own conclusions. But as we know, Tehillim spans the barriers of time, and aside from speaking from the vantage point of the time period of the Chorban HaBayis, we can say this perek thinking about our current state of Golus and our longing for a final Geula, redemption. Tehillim speaks to us in every time period, as we know, in every circumstance, and we really need to derive our own personal messages. So let's begin. The first pasuk, Maskil Asaf, Maskil from the Lashon of Sechel, intellect, a song that facilitates deep, penetrating thought, and we open with a very difficult thought. Lama Elokim Zanachta Lanetzach, why Hashem have you abandoned us forever? Or in parentheses, why does it appear as if you have abandoned us forever? Yeshan apcha betzon marisecha, your fury continues to burn against the sheep of your pasture. We are supposed to be your sheep, who you tenderly care for. As we say in our Yom Kippur davening, Anutzonecha v'ata ro'enu, we are your flock of sheep, and you, Hashem, are our shepherd. Yet your flock feels as if you have cast us away. Already in this first pasuk, this calls to mind the third to the last pasuk in Megillas Eicha, where we sigh the long sigh of Golus. And Yirmiyahu asks a similar question, Lama lanetzach tishkachenu ta'azveinu la'orach yamim? Why, Hashem, have you forgotten us? Have you abandoned us forever? Furthermore, in Eicha, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph 2:1, speaks about Hashem's lashing out at us in anger. Eicha ya'iv ba'apo Hashem esbas tzion. Why, Hashem, have you shamed Yerushalayim in his anger? And this really is very similar to the last part of our first pasuk. Yashan abcha b'tzon marisecha. So, lama, why? Why is this so? We're asking a very deep, very, very hard question. Or according to Rav Hirsch, lama is lima. For what purpose are we suffering? The real question we need to ask when tragedy occurs, according to the Gemara and Brachos, is what part should we play in this? Where do we need to improve ourselves? Do we bear any responsibility? As the Gemara and Brachos tells us, Imro'eh Adam sheyesurin ba'in alav yifashpesh b'ma'asav. If we see challenges and sorrows that befall a person, we need to ask lima, for what purpose? Look, and we have to look at our actions to determine what we need to do to facilitate a change by Hashem. Shene'emar, as it says in Eicha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem, Nachpesa derachenu v'nachkora v'nashuva ad Hashem. We are called to examine our own actions and repent. This is the lama. We continue with Pasuk Beis 2. We have just stated that we are Hashem's sheep, Bitzon Marisecha, and now, according to the Malbim, this next pasuk will allude to three aspects that highlight that special connection between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are the Am HaNivchar, and the Meshorer is outlining these aspects as a way to implore Hashem to reverse the current state of Golus. He says, Zachar adascha, kanisa kedem, remember your congregation that you acquired from times of old. Ga'alta shevet nachlasecha, you've already demonstrated your love for us when you redeemed us. Har tzion ze, shachantabo, this har tzion, ze, as if the Meshorer is taking his finger and pointing to the smoldering har habayis, which is now desolate. Shachantabo, this is a place where your Shechina, Hashem, once resided. So we have three aspects, according to the Malbim, that highlight that connection. The first one is that we are Adascha, your people. You chose us. We are the Am HaNivchar. The second aspect is Ga'alta. You've already demonstrated that close connection by redeeming us. And the third, Har Tzion Zeh Shechanta Bo. This Har Tzion was a place that once housed the Shechina and was full of splendor. Now please renew its splendor and end the Golas with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Psukim Gimel through Ches, 3 through 8, describe the vicious enemies of the Jewish people. And this is introduced by our request that Hashem should punish our enemies. So Pasuk Gimel reads, Harima pa'amecha l'masu os netzach. Lift your footsteps, Hashem, to wreak permanent damage. Kol heira oyev bakodesh, to any enemy that has done evil to your sanctuary. Similar to Shefocha Mascha El Hagayim that we say during the Seder, which is actually from Tehillim Perek Ayin Tes. The Psukim continue to describe the viciousness of the enemies destroying the Beis HaMikdash, and as a result of that, profaning the name of Hashem. We continue. Pasuk Tes 9 ends this thought process by stating that our exile and our state of Golas is not just a physical exile from our land, but it represents the exile of Hashem's Shechina and the distance that we have between us and Hashem, where we don't see God's clear presence anymore. So even for those of us who are lucky enough to currently live in Eretz Yisrael, hope it's me soon, it's still considered a Golas. We're still in the middle of a Golas, because the Golas represents the exile of Hashem's Shechina. There is no clear presence of God. Why, says the Pasuk, as it continues, Ososeinu lo ra'inu. We don't see your signs. We don't see signs of Hashem's presence. It's not obvious anymore. We don't have overt miracles. Ein od navi, we don't have a prophet. And because of this, because we don't have any prophets, lo itanu yodea ad ma. We don't even know when this exile will end. And again, another parallel to Megillas Eicha, when Yirmiyahu laments that the city of Yerushalayim is bereft of prophets, as he says in Eicha, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, 2:9, the middle of the Pasuk cries, Ein Torah, Gam Nivieha, Lo Matzu Chazon Me Hashem, there's no Torah being spread. Also, her prophets, Yerushalayim's prophets, are no more. There is no prophecy from God to guide us, as we had in the past, when the temple was still standing. This is the Kina state that Asaf is singing to us about the multidimensional loss that Klal Yisrael has suffered. And we continue with Pasuk Yud 10, where Asaf continues to lament the state of exile that does not just impact the honor of B'nai Yisrael, but by extension it impacts the honor and glory of Hashem, because the enemies are cursing God. Pasuk Yud, Ad Masai Elokim Yecharef Tsar. Until when will the enemies curse God? Yina Eitz Oyev Shem Chala Netzach. They seem to be cursing God's name forever. This exile impacts you as well, Hashem. Pasuk Yud Aleph 11 continues, Lama Tashiv Yadcha V'minecha. Why is your right and left hand, Hashem, put back? Why are your hands stagnant and not lashing out at the enemy? Mikerach Kecha Kalei. Withdraw your hand from your bosom in order to destroy, in order to act against the enemy. Show us that you will take revenge against the enemies that wreak so much havoc and bring a geula. Again, another parallel to Eicha, Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel. Perek 2, Pasuk 3, where Yirmiyahu laments that the enemies still have power to harm us because Hashem has not acted against them. Listen to the very similar language. Heshiv achar yimino mipnei oyev. He has withdrawn his right hand from the enemy. Back to Tehillim, to our Perek, Pasuk Yud Beis 12, speaks of the greatness of Hashem as the Meshorer is crying about the exile. He cites the greatness of God and the past kindnesses that he has done on behalf of the Jewish people, as if to say, please, we want to be recipients of that kindness once again. So Pasuk 12, Yud Beis, Ve'elokim Malki Mikedem, Hashem has been my king, my God from the beginning of time, Po'el Yeshuos Bekerav Ha'aretz, who has done so many wonders and salvations in the land. and then Yud Gimel through Yud Ches 13 through 18 delineates those kindnesses. These psukim outline the past history of the miracles that Hashem did for us, his nation, the splitting of the sea, decimating Paro and his menacing army, who are referred to here as Tanin and Livyasan, sea creatures. Hashem brought water forth from a rock in the desert for 40 years to sustain his people. This follows with psukim Tes Zion through Tes Zion and Yud Zion 16 and 17, which are beautiful descriptions which encapsulate God's omnipotence over the world. Since in the previous psukim, we just described the suspension of nature with the miracles that Hashem performed to redeem us and to sustain us, now it's as if the Meshorer cries out that Hashem can suspend nature once again, because after all, he created the laws of nature. As it says in Pasuk Tes Zion 16, L'cha yom af l'cha laila, the day and night are yours, Hashem. You establish the cycles of day and night. Ata chinosa ma'ar v'shamesh. You establish the luminaries, the moon and the sun. Hashem established the orbit of the earth and the harmony of the world. And Pasuk Yud Zion 17, Ata hutsavta kol gvelos aretz. You establish the borders of the land. And Kayetz v'choref atayet sartam, you created the seasons. So you created nature, you can suspend nature. And Pasuk Yud Ches continues, Zachar zos oyev, cheref Hashem. Remember this, what we have just said about Hashem's dominion over nature, that he controls the laws of nature. Therefore, remember this when attending to the enemy that curses Hashem. V'am navol ni'atzu shemecha, when a despised and disgusting nation curses your name. Yud Tes 19, Al titein l'chayas nefesh torecha, don't let the wild beasts tear at your turtle dove. Klal Yisrael is compared to a defenseless turtle dove. Don't let your bird, your tor, be ripped apart by the enemies. Chayas aniyecha al tishkach lanetzach. Don't forget forever the life of your poor nation. We cry out to you because we are just as defenseless as this turtle dove. Habet labris. Look at the covenant that was forged between Am Yisrael and Hashem. We are your chosen people. Am hanivchar. Kimalu machashakei eretz. Ne'os chamas. Because all of the dark places of the earth are full of violence, of people that want to harm us. And in this statement of Habet Labris, this may sound familiar to us, as these words are echoed in one of the piyutim on Yom Kippur night when we ask for forgiveness. Labris Habet v'al tefen layetzer. Look at the covenant between the Jewish people and Hashem, and don't give in to our enemies. So clearly this pasuk is a very powerful one that is invoked on Yom Kippur. Pasuk Chaf Aleph 21, Al Yashov Dach Nichlam. Don't let those oppressed people walk away shamed. Ani ve'evyon yehalalu shemecha, the poor, the destitute, meaning Am Yisrael, we want to praise your name. So please redeem us so we can sing your praises at the redemption. The opposite condition is what we say in Hallel. Further on in Sefer Tehillim, me ashpos yarim evyon, from the garbage heaps Hashem elevates the poor. We want to be in that final state when we are elevated so we can sing Hallel at the final redemption. Pasuk Chaf Beis 22, Kuma Elokim Riva Rivecha. Get up, Hashem, fight your fight, champion your cause. It's for your honor that we want a redemption from this Golos, which is really the attitude that one should have when waiting for the redemption to come. Zechor cherpascha mini navel kol hayom. Remember your shame and insults and words of disgrace that have been hurled at you every day. Pasuk Chaf Beis 22, Al tishkach kol sorerecha. Don't forget the voices of your enemies, those voices that have insulted you. Sha'on kamecha ole tamid, because the ruckusness and the shouts of your enemies have arisen daily. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us, Shekol hakam keneged Yisrael ki'ilu kam keneged Hashchina. Anybody who rises up against Israel, it is as if he is rising up against the Shechina, against God himself. Which is why the Pasuk says, V'chein hu amer, al tishkach kol tzorecha. Don't forget the voices of your enemies. They are Hashem's enemies as well as ours, since opposition to the Jew and what he stands for is opposition to God himself. So when we hear voices chant, death to the Jews, death to Israel, this is a chant against God. This ends this very serious and somber perek about Gullus, but the ray of hope here is that even though we began our mizmor feeling as if Hashem has abandoned us, we are crying to God to reappear and reverse that state of Hester Panim. And by our cries, HaKol Kol Yaakov, when we direct our pleas to God to reverse the situation, we are in effect drowning out the cries of our enemies, which we have just stated, Al Tishkach Kol Tzorecha. We drown out those voices with our own voices of prayer, a necessary ingredient to bring the complete geula. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bas Chaim Leib.